Caree Pennybaker. He is a DNC rep. He's a friend of ours. We've known Caree for a long time. I believe he's joining us right now live via Zoom. So momentarily, when we can hear him, we'll join him. But we appreciate everyone. Be patient. We'll come back to this topic for sure-sies. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, has announced a student loan forgiveness. And I know lots of people have opinions. Caree Pennybaker, are you there? Can you hear us now?
Yes, sir, I can.
Hey, man. Welcome back to the big show, Caree. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on again. I'm living the dream. How are you guys?
Well,
awesome, man.
Less than living the dream, but, you know, we're persevering. Right. Caree, let me ask you, as a DNC rep for the great state of Wisconsin, how do you think this student loan forgiveness will sell out there on the campaign trail, sell to Wisconsin voters?
Well, first, the first thing I'll say is that it's unfortunate we're in a position where we are talking about something that's going to help 23 million Americans in the sense of how is it going to sell or how are people going to react to it? I mean, you're going to have millions of people that are going to be able to benefit of a reduction in their expenses that's going to help them immediately. Now, if people want to turn that into a pure campaign type issue, fine, that's on them. I'm concerned about my daughter, who's got student loan debt, right? And that if she's able to get some relief from that, I don't care how they campaign for it. I'm just glad she's able to get it. I'm glad that other families are going to benefit from it as well. And I also think the other side of that is that I think voters are going to respond positively to it. It's something that Biden did campaign on during the election cycle a few years ago. And I'm glad this is, I think, his second or third attempt at this. He's done other ones, so I think this is something that people will respond positively to.
Perhaps it is a case of, you know, promises made, promises kept. But you know how it's going to be characterized, Caree. You know that Republicans are going to say this is an effort for the Democrats to, you know, tip their cap to their elitist college-educated buddies. It doesn't seemingly help Democrats recapture working-class voters. Or how do you see it, sir?
I think it absolutely does. I'm a working class voter. And while I wasn't dissuaded or disinterested in Biden for any other reason, he hasn't lost me because of this. There are going to be working class families who now have a reduction in the amount of money they have to spend on student loan debt. And I think people who are of reasonable nature are going to appreciate that. And who cares what Republicans are going to say? Republicans are saying that Donald Trump won the election in 2020. So the things that they say have very little value and weight. So I think voters here in Wisconsin are going to respond positively because we need it. We need a reduction in the amount of money we're spending on things. And I can assure you that Sydney Pennybaker is not an elitist Democrat, right? She is a 23-year-old girl who's got student loan debt. And there are millions of other people just like her who are not elitist, who are just regular people trying to get by day to day. And I'm glad he did it.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Caree Pennybaker, friend of ours and a DNC representative from the great state of Wisconsin, joining us. Thank you, man. It's been too long. There is a practical pushback, Caree, of, you know, some folks, well, when I was in college, I worked my whole way through and did it myself. And if you take out the loan, you should just have to pay it back. And, you know, perhaps since they're not getting the benefit or not everybody gets an equal benefit, that somehow, some way, this is not proper. On the other side, we've seen the reporting and the numbers show that Latino and African American borrowers, you know, have substantially more debt, and so Joe Biden is trying to, you know, perhaps add this Pell $10,000 per Pell grant to try to help that racial problem, but ultimately, not everyone's going to benefit, Caree, and there's always going to be someone who's going to bitch about it. Should we take those complaints seriously?
No, because you just said it. There are people who will benefit from it. Are there people who won't? Sure. There are people who didn't benefit from Trump's tax cuts. They still did it, though, right? They didn't care about those of us who don't get the same kind of benefits of as a, you know, a super rich person would get. They didn't care about that. And their point was, you know, more people will benefit. In this case, 23 million Americans are going to benefit. So, again, I don't care what Republicans are going to say. They're always going to have something negative to say. They're not going to support it one way or the other. So let's at least focus on those who will benefit and make sure that they get it as quickly as possible so that we can have a reduction in the things that we're spending money on. I mean, we've struggled for months now with high gas prices. We struggle with high prices at the grocery store. This is something that's going to be a direct relief and financial impact for folks. And I think it's a great thing. And again, I could care less what Republicans will say. And they're going to come here to Milwaukee and say some crazy stuff anyway. Who cares? It is our job to make sure that people get out and vote, regardless of what the other side will say. Because you know they're going to say something stupid and crazy. They have people talking about how we should kill gay people. So who cares? So what?
Curry, also here in the state of Wisconsin, Governor Evers proposes, what, $600 million in tax relief, a 10% across-the-board tax cut? I mean, it sounds like something Republicans would jump on. Of course, we're getting close to an election here as well, Curry. What do you think the reaction should be from Republicans? And do you think with the wins that we're getting on a national level, look at some of the legislation that Joe Biden has recently signed, his recent proposals here on the student debt, and what's happening here in the state of Wisconsin, what Evers has proposed. I mean, this looks like some good tailwinds for the Democrats. Do you think that the citizenry, that the voters will respond positively?
I think the voters will. I just think the irresponsible Republicans we have in our state legislature won't, because it really is about us versus them to them. They are not interested in helping Wisconsin voters and Wisconsin citizens. They're only interested in getting reelected. So they're going to do whatever they can to create and continue to foster this notion of tribalism so that they can continue to get the votes in ways that only support further gerrymandering. So they don't have an interest at all in doing the right thing. They just want to get reelected. And I think Wisconsin voters are going to realize that and see the disparity in power that exists in our state legislature and begin to at least slowly remove those folks from power and get more responsible people in office who are going to help more of us.
Curry Pennybaker, our fine guest. I don't know if you saw what U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said down the dial on Righty Whitey Talk Radio earlier today. You know, guys like you just have class envy, Curry. You're just one of those 99%ers. What do you make of the senator's assessment of the attacks on his, you know, otherwise crazy statements?
It is a further demonstration of why we need to elect Mandela Barnes in November. I mean, that is the most succinct way I can say it. Ron Johnson is one of the most detached people from reality that you're going to find. He is a uber millionaire who, you know, donated it with $9 or $10 million for his own campaign because he had it. You want to talk about like envy? I mean, he envies power. He doesn't envy helping others. He just wants to keep power and stay there and say more dumb stuff. That is the kind of person who does not deserve access to power that he's got. So we need to make sure that we do everything we can to elect Mandela Barnes this November.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps Rojo could get some sort of lotion or something. But, you know, he was an insurrectionist, but only could last for a couple of seconds, Curry. What do you think about his momentary insurrectionist nature? Talk about Rojo.
Yeah, he made a comment that it wasn't an armed insurrection. There were guns there. That people used hockey sticks and all kind of objects to beat those officers. And he's trying to sugarcoat things and whitewash it and make it seem like it wasn't as bad as it was, only to make himself look better for having supported it. But that shows you the character the man's got. He is wholly dishonest, and we need to treat him as such. And in doing so, we need to vote him out. And I don't care why people go vote. I just want them to go vote, whether you are voting to vote out Ron Johnson or vote for Mandela Barnes. As long as Mandela Barnes gets elected, there is no asterisk to your vote. I don't care. I mean, people get hung up all the time about the why. I don't care about the why. I care about the result, and the result we need to have in November is that Mandela Barnes is our next senator from Wisconsin.
Curry, while there's still a minute left, let's talk about Tony Evers and the Tim Michaels race. Michael strikes me as sort of another millionaire, billionaire in the making. He's a carpetbagger. He's a bit of an extremist. And if you believe him, he's beaten Tony Evers by 5 to 10 points. People just lied to the pollsters. What do you think, Curry?
I think he said it best. He is a carpetbagger. He is not a Wisconsinite. He may have a company here that employs a lot of people, but he doesn't live here, doesn't pay taxes here, doesn't vote here. he's not immersed in the Wisconsin lifestyle. And he is about as detached from reality, from the regular folks that do live here, as Ron Johnson is. So we need to do everything we can to elect Tony Evers. And I know that Tony isn't a flamethrower. He's not a loud person and getting a bunch of headlines, but he's doing the work, and that's what we need. We need a person who understands Wisconsin life. And Tony Evers does that. And I'm going to do everything I possibly can to make sure he's still going to be the governor after November.
Curry, the issue of the unrest in Kenosha, two-year anniversary yesterday. Michaels was down there. Evers pushed back. What do you think as a elective, a campaign issue, about 30 seconds here, what do you think about Kenosha?
I think it's unfortunate what happened 2 years ago, because a byproduct of that was Kyle Rittenhouse. I think that what Tim is trying to do is capitalize on something he had no attachment to in the beginning. He's just trying to pick an issue that he thinks people are going to respond to, but it's disingenuous, and he didn't care then. He doesn't care right now. He doesn't care what happened back then. He doesn't care about the police brutality at all. So it's our job to make sure that people know about that and know how fake that man really is, and make sure we elect Tony Evers in November.
Curry Pennybaker, our friend, DNC rep from the great state of Wisconsin. Can't wait to see you in person. Thanks for coming around, Curry.
Thanks, Curry.
All right, brother. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, guys.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates.